Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Weird.
Check, check. Okay, we'll start again.
Hello.
Welcome to the bonus podcast, everybody. We are working in a studio right now. Well, it's the one we usually use, but it's terrible, and Audition keeps crashing, so it might be a slightly shorter one than we're used to giving you guys. But Andrew and I are here. Andrew's choking on water, but he's okay.
I'm making it.
And we've got Sue Thomas in the building.
Yay! Thank you for having me.
How's your day been, Sue?
Fine. I want to tell you a story that I haven't been able to tell either of you.
Okay.
I have tilled the earth. I did tell this to Andrew.
You don't say.
I went to Home Depot where you can actually rent a tiller.
Okay.
And I thought, I'm going to go. There's like a section of my yard. You know, I like to garden, but there's a section that was just weedy and grown and just disgusting. And I thought, I'm going to plant like this butterfly garden thing. So I went to get the tiller, and you go into the room, and they say, because I had picked one out online. It was a little dainty tiller, you know, mm-hmm. just spins. And I thought, yay, I'll get that.
Andrew and I are like, yes, tillers.
Of course. One must reap the bounty of the mother of Earth. I can imagine what it looks like in my head.
We love those little baby ones.
It's got like, you know, a little rotator like a, thing.
I think
yeah.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Right?
How big is it? Because I'm picturing a monster truck.
It's a little one.
I thought a trimmer, like the size of a trimmer, and the guy said, that's not going to do, Sue, that is not going to do what you need. You need a big one. So he rented
he dressed
me
you by
this
your first
huge,
name.
Well, he did see my name. This huge thing that,
listen,
it's
Susie.
Enormous. It's bigger than a lawnmower, and it has like these blades on
Whoa.
It. And they talked me through the whole thing, and then we got out to my car, and I wasn't sure that I could lift it.
Yeah. Did they help you?
He said, yes, but if you need help getting it back in the car, I don't know what you're going to do.
You're
so I called
own.
My neighbor, and it was a whole big thing. But I tilled the earth, and it was awesome. It only cut me a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
But I got the roofing. Yeah, just
get your hand out of there.
No, it was my leg. But it felt really good. I've never tilled anything before,
yeah.
and it was awesome.
I'd imagine it was fun. Now, your backyard isn't that huge. Did it take like 5 minutes?
Rachel, it should have, but I didn't know what I was doing, and
yeah.
I had to call them back and say, what do I do with the kickstand and all this stuff? And it took me probably 15 minutes to do not very much. I kept going back over it and back over it. But it was really cool. I've never done it before. If you want to till the earth, feel at one with the earth.
I hope to have a garden someday, and I'll be calling you to help me till stuff. This is why I like you, Sue, is because you do it for yourself. Ladies
mm-hmm.
doing it for themselves.
Yes, come on now.
She's always gardening and... I can't think.
That's
She's
it?
Very self-sufficient and cool.
All their manner of things.
She's always doing cool stuff.
One would do.
No,
She's
I was...
out here tilling the earth and using the tiller. And
this actually kind of brings me to something.
Taking it back.
I wanted to ask Sue this question because Sue is like a legit, like, you're very... fully formed as a person, like she's Sue. And before we knew Sue, we would see her walking around and we'd be like, wow, that lady is really pretty and well dressed. Like Andrew and I would say that to each other, like, I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
Yeah, like, because you're just like very put together. And I don't think of you as like someone who gets intimidated by other people or like, you know who you are. So I was at Starbucks the other morning and very long line. That I was not anticipating because I ordered on the app, which has been a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for my drink. They're so far behind, which is fine. It's totally fine. But there were like 10 teenage girls there. And I was so intimidated. Mm. Like, I'm like, because I showed up and I thought I was just running in to grab my coffee and run out. So I'm wearing like sweatpants and a t-shirt and I haven't brushed my hair and I have a mask on my face, but I have no makeup on. And all of these teen girls are like, one of them was literally carrying a Gucci purse.
Okay.
And they're just Bullies. So like they're just not the girls that I would have hung out with growing up because I wasn't like cool enough or popular enough or whatever. And I was just shrinking into my chair and I thought, this is ridiculous.
Yes.
They're children.
Yes.
They don't even care about you, but you're so like, I don't want to make them mad as they're ordering their pink drinks and their frappuccinos. So you would never feel that way. Or you would, and I just don't know that about you.
I would not today. But sure, back in the day, I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand what it is. But you have to, first of all, you are adorable.
Oh, thanks.
So don't worry about
that. This is why I asked you to come on.
But the second part is, you're right, those people don't care.
Yeah.
They don't even notice. They probably
say. But I will say, is there anyone of any age on this planet of Earth that's not terrified of a group of teenage girls?
You know what?
They were scary.
I am more scared. I would be less scared of like a pack of sharks in the ocean swimming than I would be afraid of like.
You're saying the level of judgment is high.
The level of judgment is very high, and you know it's there too. Like,
yeah,
you know that
you
there's
do.
No escaping it. It's like, look, even if I don't come up now, I'm gonna come up later. No, someone's gonna say something, and they're gonna be like, "Oh, you mean like that guy at Starbucks earlier?"
But that doesn't touch you. It doesn't have anything to do with
you.
It's their own issues.
I just thought to myself, one day I'm not going to care, but right now I do still care. Because I think part of me is like, we're the same age, and do you think I'm cool? And it's like, no, you're 30. Shut up.
It's easy to
creepy.
It's easy to forget that.
They don't want to hang out with you.
It's easy to forget that. I was in a hotel this weekend, and I stepped onto the elevator, and there were like a bunch of like college aged like frat type guys, and I was like, oh boy,
what's up, bros?
Yeah, now I'm like, now I gotta fit in with these guys for the whole elevator ride.
You don't have to fit in.
Now I gotta be one of them and be accepted into their society.
Well, here's the other thing about that. Do you really want to hang out with 10 teenage girls?
No, not at all. But
nobody does.
That intimidates me so much. I'm like, what if they were to say something mean to me? What if they were snickering and I found out that it was about me? It would be fine, but the anxiety of that perhaps happening.
That is so funny, because like when it really comes, like you said, when it really comes down to it, you don't even want them to like you.
It would be weird
if they really liked you or if you like really wanted them to like you. Either of those things would be weird, but yet at the same time, it's not even like you want them to like you. It's that you don't want them to not like you.
Yeah, their opinion does not matter. You're above it all. You're cooler, you're employed, and you're getting a coffee.
Yeah, I'm employed.
Take that.
Yeah, you wave that in their face and say, I bought this with my own money.
Yeah, not my dad's money. You guys know what I'm really into lately? I really appreciate the fact that now when you use Apple Maps, and maybe they do this with Android too, Sue, when you're navigating, Siri will go, hey, red light camera ahead.
Really?
What?
Yeah, because Siri ain't no snitch. Like, she wants you to know, like, don't run this one.
That's...
Not that I ever would.
Dang.
Thanks, Siri.
Not that I ever would. I'm like, I have accidentally run red lights before, and the shame is burning in me now. Like, it just, ugh, the worst feeling in the world, because you could have gotten in a terrible accident. But I just love that they've programmed Siri to be like, hey, might want to think twice on this
one. They say it like, does she say it like that? Hey.
Kind of.
Hey.
Her voice drops Heads a little up. Bit. She's like, yeah. Red light camera.
She's like, real quick, hey, red light camera coming up. Just,
girlfriend.
She wants to protect me.
I actually don't know that in the world of Android, but I use Waze, and usually I'm listening to a podcast, so I have all of the alert stuff off.
Oh, so you
know
can
what?
Just look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if I turn it back on, I'll see. I'll see. By the way, ooh, there's a
Waze
podcast.
Waze is the opposite.
Like.
Waze wants you to get in trouble. Waze is like, hey,
no!
What if you? Hey,
Waze,
go ahead. Hey, what
Waze
if you
is
ran?
Working with the FBI.
No, no.
What if you
no.
ran that light? Just try it. I bet it feels so good.
No, Waze has your back. They tell you about speeding and the police or they tell you a lot.
Do you
of
use
stuff.
Any celebrity voices on Waze? Do you use like Shaq?
I loved when Keith Morrison had one.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh my God, it was so cool. He's the guy from Dateline, if you don't know, and he would say, "Make a left at the light if you dare."
He would say, if you dare. That's so funny.
If you dare. I loved it. And there's a podcast I think you guys both would like, too. It's called Killer Roll, and he narrates it, and it's only five episodes, but it's like a Dateline, and it's weird, and it's great. So see if you
might have to
check that out.
I've been getting more into podcasts lately, probably because of the Bonus podcast. It's just...
How many research the competition.
How many of these have you guys done?
This is our fourth one.
Mm-hmm. How fun is that?
It is. It's very fun. Like, I mean, Andrew and I almost said Andrew.
Andre.
You know, Andrew and I are quite close.
Andre.
No, Andrew and I are good friends, and this has been, it's just weird having, from the second that I started working at 97.1, I pretty much always worked directly with him.
Aww.
So this is nice for us to like get together and...
Oh, that makes me happy.
And chat and have fun. And it's really nice having you on as our guest. It was fun having you on the show on Friday.
Okay, I loved it.
It was really fun.
And Andrew, I did think about him all weekend, wondering whether he was getting people to dance.
Yeah, so we talked about this a little bit on the DGS, but is there anything that we didn't get to that you'd like to share with the pod listeners? Because we had kind of gone in.
Oh,
you know, this is kind of like our special crew listening right now.
Right.
Anything you want to share with them?
Boy, was I ever stuck at that wedding venue until like 12:30 in the morning because the shuttle forgot about us.
Oh,
so
no.
There were shuttles that were, because the hotel's about 25 minutes away from the venue, the winery, because there's not really out the winery is out 94. There's not really any hotels or anything out there. So you kind of got to stay in like the Highway K area. And the shuttle like charter bus picked up one round of people. And then before it was full, they took off. And then they just forgot to come back.
Oh,
so there's about 40 of us. Rapidly sobering up as we sat, just kind of like laid on the ground.
Check, check, check. Okay, we're back. Sorry, guys.
That is so weird.
I think I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that this studio was really touchy and it stopped for a second, but I think we stopped just in time. So you might have had like one word cut off.
It's
Andrew,
okay. That was a pretty
Andrew.
Boring story to begin with. But the question,
my computer was like,
I thought it was going to be a good story. And then as I'm like, come on, just say something. You got to make something
and
up.
And then
there was a lion attack. Just anything to make this interesting.
Were you called upon to act as the dance director?
I was not directly summoned. It wasn't like, and now, see, Tony asked me the same thing. Tony asked me, like, was my name in the program? It wasn't that formal. It was a very informal situation, but I am good at dancing. So I did get it on and popping, as they say,
all
in that way.
Is that what
people
say?
People popped, they locked, they dropped.
They did indeed.
Did they back it up?
It was a lively wedding, though, so there wasn't much work that was needed.
That's
it was
good.
A lot
okay.
of, yeah, it was a very high-energy wedding. And Chandler Hill's a great place if you guys have never been. It's well worth going out to.
I almost asked the stupidest question ever.
Please.
So is Drew, like, happy you got married?
No, he hates it. He's really unhappy.
So are they, like, happy with it?
He privately texted me the next day and was like, I'm not so sure about
what
this.
What a mistake.
And now that it's done, I'm like, ooh.
Do you think it was, how much do people spend on weddings now?
Yeah,
do
was,
you,
it, a, was
yeah,
it a
was it like a
extravagant
blowout?
One, do you
it
think?
It was... I wouldn't say extravagant, but
nice.
Yeah. Nice. Chandler Hill is an extremely nice venue, and no expense was spared, I felt.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but it was gorgeous. It was absolutely lovely. I did bite off a little bit more than I can chew. There were some Kansas City people there, and you know, the tux is always a big pain, and Men's Warehouse now you have to return it the day after.
That's so lame.
Or they slap you with a great big fee.
Wow, that seems weird.
So
you don't have to clean it before you give it back? You just give it to them?
No, you can give it to them, like, wadded up in the bottom of the bag and just, like, throw it at them.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I mean, because they got to take it, and they get it dry cleaned, obviously, in between each use. At least they say they do. And so there's some Kansas City people. The bride's brother was from Colorado, and he and I were hitting it off. So I made a couple of offers. I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to Men's Warehouse for sure because I'm paranoid and I want to make sure I don't get slapped with a huge fee. I'll take yours back if you want. You know, I'll hit you up in the morning and ask you about it. I ended up taking every single person's back.
Oh,
oh
no.
Andrew.
Because I made the offer and then it just kind of got around. Well, so I ended up taking
he's the tux guy.
I ended up
he's handling the dancing and the tuxes.
I ended up walking into Men's Warehouse like this with like 10 tuxes on my back.
And you met Josh.
And I got to meet...
Small world.
I got to meet...
my brother's best friend's older brother.
Wait yes. a minute, hold on. Your brother's best friend's older... No way!
Yes. His name is Josh. He has... He's confident. He's got a lot of confidence. He's probably the most confident person I've ever met in my life.
A nice way of saying that Josh is full of himself.
No. At least that's not the impression that I got at all. Okay. He and I got along very well. We hung out all Saturday morning. But he was like going around the rehearsal dinner because he's married to the maid of honor.
Okay.
Leah. And so he was like going around like collecting everybody's like wives and girlfriends who were like going to be have nothing to do the next day.
Like Megan.
Yeah. Like my wife, Megan, to have them go with him to like a brewery or something to kill time all day.
Wow. Okay.
I know. And he was
that
just
does
like,
sound like him.
He was just scooping them up. He was like,
that's awesome.
He was like, you're coming, you're coming, and you're coming. And they're like,
I guess.
Okay. But then he ended up forgetting about the whole thing. And then it.
All right. So when you're at a wedding like this, I haven't been to a wedding in a while. Mm. Are people on their phones the whole time, or do people set it down?
Well, that's a good question.
That is a really good question. People generally set it down, I think. I think when... Now, do you mean like taking pictures during the ceremony?
I just mean generally if you go to anything, people are referencing their phones quite a bit. Like I keep tapping my phone to look at my timer.
Well, because there's plenty of people that are taking photos during the ceremony. Uh-huh. And I actually kind of...
During the ceremony?
I kind of don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I kind of don't like that because I could already show you guys a ton of photos from the wedding from that people...
Professional photographers
exactly
are hired to do that. Yeah. They don't want your phone in the picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So so months before the professional photos that they paid, hundreds of dollars for come out, now there's instantly, before the ceremony's even over, there's Instagram pictures and Facebook pictures.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay.
And that kind of always bothers me.
Yeah, and you can't really stand up at a wedding and say, we really don't want you to take photos. Please put your cell phones away. I mean, that's just...
And
it's one of those things where you don't think you should have to tell people
right?
that, and then it becomes like humiliating
Rachel.
To even say it. Like,
yeah,
because I feel like I'm condescending to you by asking
right.
you to not do this. But
and in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big a deal because I mean, you really they don't want Facebook photos to be their official photos that they have in their wedding album. They want a nice photo, so you're gonna get it no matter what people do. But you want to kind of, because the bride gets to make the big Facebook photo album, right? That's like my wonderful day, and then they fill it with photos.
That's what
I'm getting myself in the mind of a woman here. My wonderful, lovely
so
day of.
Yes.
All heaven.
Do they no longer do this? Okay. Are you guys too young to remember? When you went to a reception back in the day, they would put out
there
those
were no
little
blood sacrifices.
Really?
They didn't. They
not
don't do
a
that.
One?
They don't do that anymore. They stopped doing that back in 2008.
They would put out little disposable cameras.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
They had something like that because that was another thing I was asked to do was to make sure people signed the guest book and took pictures.
Oh my gosh! Did you get paid for the love?
Goodness.
But I forgot. I forgot to have them do that.
In fairness, Rachel.
So in fairness, I didn't do that.
Yes.
But they did have, I noticed they had the little, the Instamax cameras.
Oh, yeah. Like
Fujifilm
kind of like a Polaroid.
Yeah. It was like a Polaroid
That's
thing.
Cool.
And you can, and I think everybody was a little intimidated by it because it wasn't clear if you should like take it. Or if you should like take a picture with it and then leave it there.
I'm thinking
it was just
that
kind
was
of
it.
Like,
yeah, probably
it
take
wasn't
the picture.
Take it home.
I don't know. Well,
everyone take an $85 camera home.
Yes, and there's only one per table. First one there wins. Oh my god.
There was just one on one table, and I think it just kind of got like passed over. Now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people took a bunch of pictures with it, but I didn't see that.
No, the disposables are coming back though.
They are.
Gen Z is all into waiting to get their photos developed. I think it would be fun to do a couple times, but it's also pretty expensive to do.
Yeah, it's you can still get the really cheap disposable like film cameras. I used to be big into those like in high school. I would take
those
them everywhere. They are fun.
Yeah.
Until you forget to get them developed and then you try and do it.
Pile up in your closet.
12 years later and they
with all the tuxes.
The reason I asked about the phones is I'm looking at this story here. There was a study done that said that seeing someone check their phone makes you want to do it in the exact same way you want to yawn when you see another person yawn.
I believe it.
I totally believe it.
Yeah, I 100% believe that. And I didn't see that many people on their phones, surprisingly, now that I'm really thinking about it.
Good.
you know, because there's not much asked of you at a wedding generally, right? Mm-hmm. You got to pay attention during the ceremony. This was a fairly short ceremony, and then maybe 20 minutes. And then you're asked to pay attention for, like, the best man speech, which is, what, 3-4 minutes? Mm-hmm. Same thing for the maid of honor. The bride and groom sometimes give a little, they gave a little speech tonight. You say grace, and that's pretty much all you need. You know what I mean?
But when you're sitting, you know, at the reception at a table by yourself, I have found, you know, if somebody's off going to the bathroom, you check your phone.
Sure. Yeah.
You check it way, I check it way too much. It's almost like a companion.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It's something almost like a person. Because you feel uncomfortable when you're by yourself, mm-hmm. and you're just like, and everybody else, at least for me, it's, I feel uncomfortable by myself, and then I look around and I see everybody else is socializing at their table. And if I'm the only one at the table, I'm like, well, everyone,
I want to socialize.
Yeah, and it's like everyone thinks that, like, I must be over here because everyone hates me or no one wants to talk to me or
exactly
whatever.
It's exactly like me and the Starbucks girls.
It's not that different. So then I'll take my phone out and be like, well, here's the thing. You got to act like you have a purpose. You're answering emails right
now. Oh, man. Some of my favorite TikToks are like, when you're alone at a party where you don't know anyone and it just shows the phone screen and the guy's like opening his podcast app, closing it, opening the weather, closing it, just swiping. I'm like, that is me in so many situations.
We have all done it. It's just amazing to me how quickly these have become people and or companions or replacements for.
Or even just if you have 1 second of boredom.
Yes.
If you're standing in line for something. Oh, let me go see what's on Instagram.
I was thinking about that.
I read something the other day. It was one of my YouTubers that I watched. She was like, we don't allow ourselves to be bored. And that's really bad for us because a lot of creativity comes out of being bored. A lot of like new ideas come out of that, but we just don't give ourselves that chance. We run and get on Pinterest or Facebook or whatever.
I had that thought the other day. We don't allow ourselves to be bored. Like, it's the worst thing that can happen. Like, the second that you start to feel bored of anything, even if you're like doing something that you should be paying more attention to, like, you know, doing a radio show, I don't know, maybe say.
Right.
You find yourself like suddenly looking at your phone and you're like, wait a minute, I'm already in the middle of something. But the minute that you start to feel less than like super stimulated.
Yeah,
it's true. And well, you know, that's how Dave Glover comes up with his inventions, right? He doesn't check Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He does not check
Facebook.
That's
a good point.
He's actually inventing things, people. I'm not saying they're great.
That's true. However, yeah,
he's putting in the effort.
I would probably trade Instagram to not have come up with the toilet that flushes itself or whatever.
Well, we're not supposed to be talking about that.
Sorry. Well, that's the wrong invention anyway, I think.
You're thinking of the toilet cover that he invented.
Yeah,
he literally can't say what it is because on the off chance that he listens to this, he's going to be hot. So mad.
Okay.
He invented something toilet related.
What a surprise.
And then he got mad at me for saying it was dumb.
That's how I remember it.
So we've got about 22 minutes here. I figured to wrap this up, we're all readers. I wanted to know, what's everybody reading? Book club.
Skip me because I can't remember the title.
Okay.
The Tender Land. Is that it?
Ooh.
Hold on.
What's it about?
Okay, Google. The Tender Land. Okay, that's our book club book. And it
Google doesn't know what to do with the Tender Land, let me tell you what.
Wait, is that wrong? Was that wrong? This Tender Land. Okay, it's This Tender Land by William Kent Kruger. It's really good. It's almost like, it's kind of Mark Twain-ish. It's almost like a Huck Finn scene. But it's a kid it's an older man who's a great storyteller who's telling what happened when he was a kid. And both of his parents were killed, and he and his older brother go to a... you know, it's of its time. So they go to a home where they are kind of raised and then they have to escape and it involves a river and it's really good, even though my description was bad.
I mean, I want to read that.
Okay.
As soon as I found out there was a river, I was like, yeah.
I had to.
This Tender Land. That's Sue's recommendation.
It's Tender Land. It's so good. And I'm only halfway through.
Tender Land. Prepare to be tilled. Ready to be tilled.
Well, what is yours, Andrew?
Mine is, I had to Google the name of mine because I couldn't remember exactly what the name is, so that's a good sign. I couldn't remember if it was at or in. My book is called Lincoln in the Bardo. It's a book by George Saunders, who writes a lot of really, really great short stories.
Oh, interesting.
This is his first actual novel. It came out a few years ago. And it's about the death of Lincoln's son.
Wow.
Lincoln's firstborn son died at a very young age. And the bardo is a Himalayan a tradition, I believe. And it's like sort of the space bit where your soul goes between life and death.
Wow,
so your soul goes here. It's almost like a purgatory of sorts.
So is it like from the sun's perspective?
It's from everybody's perspective. It's sort of funny. It's sort of sad. It's a lot of different things.
Is Mary Todd in it?
Mary Todd is not yet in it, but Abe is in it. Abe goes to the cemetery and stuff. And mostly it is like people around, you know, the young son in his orbit and talking about meditating on life and death and all of those things.
Wow, that seems a little bit higher brow than mine. What's yours, Rachel?
It's really great.
Are both reading adult books. I was thinking, I think I told Andrew a couple days ago, like, I kind of want to reread Harry Potter this summer.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, but I haven't got to that yet because I decided before I reread Harry Potter, I wanted to read all of the Chronicles of Narnia again because it's been a long time.
Are they my father always tried to get me to read these and I never did.
They're so good.
Okay. So I started, normally I would read them in the order they were written, but I really love reading books on my iPad. It just makes it so easy and I feel like I read faster. So this one started with The Magician's Nephew, which is the first in like chronological order.
Okay.
And I just forgot how great it was. It's so good. And I mean, it is for kids. It's written for children. But I realized last night I was reading it and The Magician's Nephew is about how these kids have these rings and they can put them on and they can go from universe to universe. Ooh. And I just love C.S. Lewis because he uses these like everyday items and that's these children's portal into another universe.
Yeah.
And that's really what it's like to be a kid. Like you get one piece of information, you get one opportunity and your entire world can change. And this is really the first time as an adult I'm reading these. I read them over and over again as a kid and as a teenager, but then seeing the way that he slowly, like, the kids lose their innocence on all these adventures because hard things happen. They have to make difficult decisions. They fight. They solve things. Yeah. It's
cool.
Just so well done. And for me as a kid, I didn't even realize how much of an effect it was having on me, but it teaches you to be resilient and like keep going and just fight because you should. I mean, you could just sit there and let, you know, Narnia pass you by or you could take it by the horns. So it's really great reading it as an adult. Sue, I really think, I mean, I was able to download it on my iPad, like all 7 books for $20.
Okay.
But it was really good. I think you would really, really enjoy it. When I read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I was in second grade and it was the most magical thing that had ever happened to me.
That's
it was
really
so
nice.
Great.
Isn't there supposed to be, is it a Christian undertone or is it? Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay. He's very religious.
Okay.
But it's not heavy-handed,
it's not heavy. Yeah, it's not heavy-handed. It puts the sort of fantasy element first. And also,
Which one's your favorite? I was just asking.
I really love... Well, he's read like he's written a lot of books about Christianity, which are really good too. If you're interested in those at all, I really like all of them, Andrew. I mean, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe was my first favorite. But then one that I don't hear other people say is I love The Horse and His Boy. Mm-hmm. I love how different it is, and I think Voyage of the Dawn Treader is probably my like.
That one's really great.
Do you guys
do
have
it over
them
and over?
In hardback or paperback somewhere?
I have them on a computer. I will look for them tonight.
Ooh,
I'm pretty sure
you.
They're on my shelf, but okay. I think I have all of them, and I'll bring you.
Thank you.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe to read
because that was the first one written. Right?
Yeah, that's the one you should start with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they were public. There's chronological order of the world of
the
Narnia.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the overarching world of Narnia and how, you know, all of these stories interconnect with each other. But I think Magician's Nephew, wasn't that like the third or fourth?
You guys, another quick question.
He wrote it later. Yeah, I can't remember, though.
How does that compare to Harry Potter? Like, I loved all the Harry Potter books. Is it similar? Is it dissimilar? It's just not even the same thing.
I wouldn't really even put them in the same, because it doesn't... How do I put this? First of all, they were written much, 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 much longer ago. Weren't they written in like early 1900s, Rach? Or am I crazy
about that?
Yeah,
they were written a little after World War II because they kind of take place
in
World War II.
More recently than I thought, but not that, not recently at all. And you know, Harry Potter's a little more, you know, contemporary. It's got a little more contemporary
writing
style.
And Harry Potter's darker.
Yeah, it would almost have to be, wouldn't it?
But the Chronicles of Narnia are like... Yeah, like Andrew said, pure fantasy. They are more for little kids, but as the series progresses, it gets a little bit more serious.
Fair.
But yeah, I mean, everybody's British, so it also kind of sounds the same.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be not entirely dissimilar.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Just so I was just remembering, I have the whole series, but I lent out The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe once and never got it back. So I just ordered that one because I have one at home. But it's the first one I ever bought when I was in second grade.
Special.
Yeah. I'm like, I kind of don't want to loan that out. But I need one for my box set. So okay. I just ordered it for like $7. And it'll be here on Friday. And I will leave it in the studio for you.
Thank you so much. Can you imagine I get that thing home and one of the dogs chooses?
Well, that's what I was thinking Rachel's with Oscar. I was like, okay. Maybe pre-Oscar we would have been fine. But
thank you for that, Rachel.
No problem. I'm excited for you to read it. And if you hate it, you're not going to hurt my feelings. But you're not going to hate it. So.
Okay.
I think you're really going to like it. Sue, thank you so much for joining us for the bonus pod.
Love seeing you both, and thank you for having me.
No problem. We'll have you on again very soon. Guys, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this extra content, and we'll be bringing you a new one pretty soon.
Bye.
Have a good night, or
bye.
Morning, or afternoon, whatever.
Whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.